Nearly 200 people who work for the Intel company in County Kildare could be losing their jobs. The company, which makes computer chips, employs nearly 5,000 people there, and it's planning to cut 20% of its workforce worldwide. It will be September before a final decision is made on how many will be made redundant here. We are joined by Joe Neville, Fine Gael TD for Kildare North. Joe Neville, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland, and good morning to you. That figure, it's 195 that we heard over the past few hours. Is that likely to remain at that level? Could it even be more?
No, well, that the 195 has been outlined as the worst case scenario. So that's where we're hoping it obviously is below that, but that would be the upper end of the scale that's been announced.
And what are you hearing then behind the scenes as to the likely impact of this on, well, the people affected, but the wider region?
Yeah, well, look, I'm someone who has grown up in Leixlip. Leixlip's been part of the Intel story for the last 35 years, and it's been a key part of the community. So I suppose, look, Intel does play a huge role. So a lot of people work here locally, work in Intel, and is a key partner in everything that we do, not only in the community, but with other local businesses. So it is always a topic of conversation, no matter the situation. Intel has been in a situation, maybe in the back foot with its technology over the last couple of years, and that is known. But what we're hoping here is with the significant investments we've had in Intel, the $17 billion investments since 2017, that Intel and Leixlip will be at the forefront of the Intel recovery.
But there's a lot of instability in the global economy right now. Taiwan, for example, which leads the field in this computer chip area, is currently in trade talks with the United States over tariffs. They got a 32% rate imposed and then paused in April. There's a 50% threat on the EU sector. That's being talked about at the moment as well. Is the future for the whole sector very unpredictable at the moment?
I think it's going through a change, and what has happened is that, as you outlined, there's competitive threats, I suppose, to Intel coming from the likes of Taiwan, and I suppose where the American government, and as I said, we kind of discussed these quite a lot locally, but the American government would obviously be very pro-Intel, because Intel will be seen as a key player in the semiconductor role, and obviously the US wants to keep that technology, wants to ensure that the US entities are at the forefront. And as I said,
but they might want it back in the States. Isn't that the issue at the moment? That's where the whole issue is.
No, because the Irish entities had that significant investment. What they want is to ensure that Intel itself as a company, as a US-owned entity, would actually be doing well. So whether that Intel piece is in the US or whether it's in Ireland, it'll be still the key. What they obviously want to ensure is that, as I said, that knowledge base remains in the US as opposed to other countries where there has been a drift towards the purchasing the likes of, as I said, you referenced Taiwan, where you've got Taiwan's semiconductor company, TSM, and then you've got AMD, and obviously even you've got NVIDIA as well. So they're the sort of competitors that have been targeting Intel share over the last number of years, and I suppose that's where the competition is coming from. But I would see the Ireland and especially the Leixlip base, you know, in a positive situation purely because we've had that last significant round of investment. So the good things that will come out of Intel internationally, a lot of it will be coming from Leixlip, so there is that level of positivity, notwithstanding the bad news that will be coming for those individuals and their families over the next couple of months. And that, I suppose, is those people are at the forefront of our minds at the moment.
Sinn Féin want to know where the next decade of jobs are coming from. Their TD there in Kildare as well, Ray the Cronin, says that what's happening is in Intel right now just shows how fragile the whole foreign direct investment base here can be.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose the one thing we've had a very positive situation with full employment essentially for the last number of years, and that has been due to the positive work that, you know, be it Pascal O'Donoghue through his, and I suppose Michael Noonan before him, where we've come from a situation where we'd high unemployment, but we've had 10 years of full employment, and we've been very lucky in that situation. And you see, and Fergus has been talking, engaged a lot with Minister Peter Burke, and we see the outreach to not just to the US, but also internally that we have with the likes of Enterprise Ireland to ensure that, along with the FDI base, that we also have a driving business force coming from internally in Ireland. And we're seeing that. And as I said, with the full employment that we're having due to the good economic handling by the Fine Gael party and obviously by the government in the last few years. I think we're in a really positive place.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Joan Neville, Fine Gael TD for Kildare North. It's 7:25.